Have you ever begged God to step in, to fix something now, and felt like all you got in return was silence? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Waiting on God can be one of the hardest parts of following Him. We know He's powerful. We know He cares. So when He doesn't act right away, it can be confusing and even painful. But what if His waiting isn't a lack of care, but a part of His perfect plan? That's what we're reflecting on in today's story. Wait a Little Longer by Grace McCready. I've been reading the book of Revelation recently, and Revelation 6:11 is one of the verses that's really stuck with me. Though it describes John's vision of events that haven't yet taken place, it still feels very relevant. The martyrs described in this verse are waiting in heaven for the Lord to punish those who had killed them because of their faithfulness to Him on earth. Rather than acting in that moment, however, God waits. The time for Him to enact justice hasn't come yet. Even though I'm not a martyr, I can relate to the people John sees in his vision, wanting God to act on their behalf, but being told to wait. It can be difficult for me to trust God, especially because I know He can act. I don't doubt His ability, but sometimes I doubt His timing. In situations when I'm tempted to doubt the Lord's timing, it helps to remember He's never early or late. His understanding of what the right time is far surpasses mine. Although I can only see a small part of the whole picture, He can see the entire thing. If you're in a situation where you need God to intervene, you can trust that He'll act at exactly the right moment, not a moment early or a moment late. You may simply need to wait a little longer. So, what are some questions you've got? Is there a situation in your life where you want God to take action? God invites us to cry out to Him and be totally honest about what we want Him to do. As we draw near to Him in prayer, we often find it becomes easier to trust His timing in each situation and rely on Him while we wait. Consider taking a moment to talk to God openly about what's going on in your life and what you want Him to do about it. As we think about justice, it helps to remember that God is perfectly just, and He promises to right every wrong and punish every sin, including the sins others commit against us and also the sins we commit. This is a sobering thought, and yet it makes the good news all the more wonderful that Jesus took our sins upon Himself on the cross, taking that punishment for us. That means everyone who has put their trust in Jesus is spared from the punishment we deserve. This is God's heart. He longs to forgive sinners and bring them into His family to live with Him forever. According to 2 Peter 3, 3-9, why is God waiting to bring about full justice? Now, as you and I can read in Revelation 6:11, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been. And dive into God's word for more in Psalm 25, 1-5, Romans 8, 35-39, and Revelation 6, 9-11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and I'm glad I could share this story with you today. And even though you're listening in the car, at home, or you know wherever you're at, we are all part of the same body of Christ. So share your thoughts on today's story on Instagram. Tag us at UnlockedDevo, or follow us there for more encouragement. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how the ancient king of Assyria used the same scare tactics that are affecting you today. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.